This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Every now and then, a good action movie is the perfect thing, fake violence and all. But there are some where you just have to stop and say, wait, come on, really? Case in point, the proposed spinoff of the Sylvester Stallone Expendables series, where all the leads are women, and it's to be called, I kid you not, Expendables, B-E-L-L-E-S. And after the third installment of the franchise basically tanked its opening weekend at the box office, well, one does have to wonder what the heck people are thinking in Hollywood. We usually take our cinematic wonderings to Wesley Morris. He's the film critic at Grantland. Hey, Wesley, good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you, Kai. How are you?
I'm good, except, come on, Expendables, are you kidding me? Seriously?
Yes, sir. I mean, look, potentially, yes, sir. There's no... Sigourney Weaver just backed out the other day, if she was even in. I mean, I guess they offered it to her, and she perhaps smartly said no. She probably saw that $15 million, the third installment made over the weekend, and was just like...
Yeah, of the men's version
of
this.
We'd be remiss in not mentioning that our friend Rousey's also... She's the token woman in the film.
Our friend
Ronda Rousey.
Oh, Ronda Rousey, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see it? You didn't see it. You didn't. Did you?
Of course, I saw. I'm a professional critic, my friend. I don't pick and choose.
Was it as bad as the box office would imply?
The problem with this movie, and it's the problem with this whole series, is that it has this idea that the thing that we really want is the great action stars all together giving us movies they don't make anymore. But there's kind of a reason we don't make those movies anymore. And this movie just is sort of plowing forward. And instead of giving us a camp version of that, it takes itself very seriously while pretending to have a sense of humor. It's so bad.
How has this summer been in your professional movie critic opinion? I mean, there have been some hits, but how have we done?
Well, the box office is, I think, pretty good. I think that quality-wise, it's been higher movie to movie than other summers. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like a risky summer, but, I mean, if you look at some of the things that have happened in these individual blockbusters, they've been some interesting things. I mean, even in something like Transformers 4, which is terrible, Transformers Age of Extinction, it's really bad. But it's a Michael Bay movie, so it takes a certain kind of risk.
Right. And you know what you're getting when you go to see that. Right.
And you also exactly know what you're getting when you see it.
Before I let you go, best film you've seen in the past 90 days? The past summer?
The summer? I mean, the movie that has stuck with me the most is a movie called is Snowpiercer, which we talked about before.
Oh, yeah.
And then Richard Linklater's Boyhood, which I don't think is a great movie.
Really?
You know, it's shaggy. I think the formal idea behind the project is really interesting. But I think there are some things in that movie that just blew me away emotionally.
Right.
You want to talk about an epic and a blockbuster, I mean, for something that probably didn't cost that much money to make but devote that much time to.
Right. I mean, you know, they filmed it in real time, right? Like 12 years or whatever.
Yes, over 12 years. But I mean, Richard Linklater's sort of philosophy about the world and his movie-making aesthetic is really astounding.
Wesley Morris, he writes on films for Grantland. Thank you, Wesley.
Thank you, Kai.